was of a certain wood. But then attached to that wood part then would be rawhide strings woven, so it would make a pliable whip to whip the horses. And we gave kids too, once in a while we get a whipping with the horse whip.
I don't think I'd like that. That would hurt, whip that big.
Yeah.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Yeah, to be ground. Mm-hmm. We usually would use a 2-bushel grain sack and haul the shelled corn, two bushels of shelled corn. Corn was 52 pounds, I believe, to the bushel. So it would be a sack weighing 104 pounds, and put it on the wagon or the buggy or the ambulance and drive to the mill.
Ambulance?
Yes, an ambulance would be not what we today know as a hospital ambulance or the police ambulance. At that time it was a four-wheeled wagon, a buggy-like wagon, and it had a top over it and two seats, sometimes three seats for the passengers to sit on. And the driver, of course, would sit on the right hand, the same as on a farm wagon. And it also had brakes to brake the rear wheels when going down an incline or through a creek. And the miller usually had a mill powered by water. He would grind that corn into meal, and I think out of each 3 bushels of corn he would grind, he would keep one bushel, and he would sell that, of course, then to the merchant in the town. But out on the farm we would take our portion home to bake corn bread and wheat flour, of course, if it was wheat we had taken to the mill. Of course, corn mills or grist mills, they were all over where there was flowing water, where they could make a little dam and have powder for a grist mill. But flour mills, of course, they had to come down here to New Braunfels or to San Antonio or to San Marcos or Austin or Seguin in this area of the state.
The amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time, let's say, gee, I have a whole what here, or of anything really.
Of what?
If you had the amount of wood or anything else that you could carry in your arms at one time, you'd say, I have a real big
armful of wood.
Okay.
Armful of wood, yeah.
If you bought some fruit at the grocery store, the grocer would probably put them in a what?
In a paper sack.
Okay. And let's see. How did you tell me that flour, about like 50 pounds of flour was packaged?
In a white cloth sack. And of course,